Hey, this is Kelly and Wade, and we are coming in hot. It is a non-adulting weekend.
Yeah, random Friday. No yes. Kids.
Random, because we usually have at least one like hovering around.
Yeah, but it's just us. It's just us right now. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about some things, and you know, sometimes when you have a lot of time on your hands, and you don't have to adult all the time, you start thinking about the non-important things in life, but they actually are legitimate thoughts, like,
yes.
How many streaming platforms do we currently have? Mm. And how do you keep track of it? It's ridiculous at this time.
It is. I agree. What is your favorite out of all the streaming platforms? Well,
let's go through what we
okay,
have.
Okay. No. Don't go through what we have. First thought, what's your best? What is your favorite?
I have to say Netflix.
Me too.
Because it's a pound.
Shameless plug.
A shameless Netflix. Plug.
We love you. Reach out to us.
It's got so many random things from good to bad to in between. But they pride themselves on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a Netflix old head. I used to get the DVDs by mail. Started off with one.
Long time ago.
It started off with one. Upped it to three. And that was a thing. You know, I started with them with the delivery. So I mean, I'm old school. But I mean, I think that's number one. But then you have all these other in-between things coming up. Like, you know, you got HBO Max. Mm. And they're really just changing the game. You know, giving these like blockbusters that are like huge, right? But what about the fact that they're taking them away? Then you gotta buy them.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part.
It is interesting.
It's like wet your whistle
one and that's it. Yeah, we tried to watch Wonder Woman tonight and that cost our it was on there.
It's nice, it's gone now. It's gone. And it's when you think about it, you still get a chance to see it. So I'm not really too mad about it, but then it's like, you know, remember when like cable was like all you needed? You know?
I just don't like HBO Max because of what Dave Chappelle said about them.
His show's back on there now.
I know, but even before then, like in the beginning, he was like, yo, I never sold my show to anyone. Netflix started showing it all of a sudden. I don't get any of the benefits from it. And it was my show. Netflix took it off the air.
Yeah, and they remedied it. You know what I mean? And then he respected it and took it off the air
immediately when he said that. And then he again broadcasted how HBO Max was playing it. He wasn't getting any really credentials care. From that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I reached out to them like, who told you you could play my material?
And that's the thing, is like he owns it. Like and they made it all right. And I think
eventually, yes, everyone made it right, which I am very, very happy with.
But like it used to be where, you know, you might have wanted to have like one premium service, because any movies that come out you're going to see in the theater you really want to see, right? Mm-hmm. There's no theaters now. Mm-mm. So the only player in the game, that's why I kind of say Netflix is my favorite, but the only player in the game for like new movies that I would want to see in the theater is HBO Max, because of all of the movies that they've just announced they're going to release directly, you know, in their streaming service. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great marketing tool. I thought Disney Plus was going to take the cake because they have everything. But actually, they're kind of like, you know, WandaVision is great, but they're kind of, outside of that, specialty shows, Mandalorian, WandaVision, I'm not watching them every day.
Yes, they're equivalent to what you call in Espanol, como se dice, más o menos, it means so-so. Like, that's a perfect analogy for so-so.
Mm-hmm. It's a guy.
And they're starting to build something called Star, which to me is reminiscent of Stars, which doesn't make any sense. Like, find your own name.
I haven't even heard of that. But see, now they're getting into, like, premium things. So it's like, you know, you have Amazon Prime Video, but you got to get an add-on for Showtime to watch certain things. And it's like, but at this point, you know, are we doing cable, but just in piecemeal?
Yes. I mean,
and it adds up.
Yes, it is absolutely something that you should consider if you're subscribing to different... Are you okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's absolutely something you should consider if you're subscribing to different types of apps, because when you add them up, if they're accumulating to like $200 a month, you should probably not subscribe to all those.
Well, I was thinking, why is it that no services come out that lets you pick and choose which ones a best of five or a best of four or best of three, whatever combination they want to do? And they give you a discount off of all of it, but then they have their ads playing in between and have ad space for their app.
Yeah.
And literally save the consumer what they would be paying in cumulative, but they would be making their money from their ad space. Why that hasn't occurred, I don't know. And I think it's probably blocked because these conglomerates want there to be competition because they all win. So there's probably something that says they can't host it on any other type of site that has to be independent. Because otherwise, you know, why are we having so many different streaming services come up? I mean, the NBC just started one, and NBC is a free channel. Why does NBC have a streaming service? You're free. It's Channel 3. Remember back when with the old school TVs, yes, when you would turn it on and made the noise like bark? Because the picture tube had to blow up, and then you turned it. You had UHF and VHF. I remember that. You turned it to three. It was channel three.
I remember channel 3, 6, and 10.
3, 6, and 10 was given.
And Fox.
Fox was Fox 29.
Mm-hmm.
That was
UHF.
I think
it was 13.
For me, it was Fox 29.
13 or 29.
But then
it's
UHF, VHF, you used to just put it up and that's what you had. So now you're telling me that NBC's got its own streaming service when you've always been 3, 6, and 10? 3, 6, and 10 was when you were on the grind. No matter what, you got the news, some TV shows.
At least
you
knew what the weather was going on. It's like you didn't know. It's like if there was a war going on, you would know about it. If there was something major going on, if you turned on 3, 6, or 10, you would know
you would
what was going on locally.
Now they got a streaming service.
No, I still turn on 3, 6, and 10.
You can get it, but now they have a streaming service
for
like specialty shows. And it's like, why can't you just do what you've been doing? You survived this long. I mean, it's interesting.
I'm not passing judgment on anything trying to do anything extra.
Everybody's trying to do a little bit something extra because we're living in extra times.
Yes.
But the good thing is that we're getting all kinds of different options. So, like, actually, you know, entertainment is being almost first and foremost in our dealing with COVID lifestyles nowadays. So, you know, we actually gonna have, you know, some guests coming up.
Yes, I'm excited. Our first guest stars.
Yes, are gonna be coming in, and they're gonna be coming in hot, and we're gonna talk about this a little bit further.
We are hoping to make this a thing.
Yeah, we're gonna have guests.
Guests.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have
some
guests.
We have very, very cool friends that have very cool opinions, and unique perspectives, and I'm looking forward to just having an in-depth conversation about stuff that's, a lot of people have gone through a lot of stuff, and it has been a really, some of the positives of this year are just defining the people that care about you the most, that continue to stay in contact with you despite all of the BS.
Mm-hmm. And then you come to a common ground and you talk about how, you know, how everybody gets through everything because we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So we got some really good things coming up. Look out for the next episode.
Yes.
Now, this is a quick little hit, but Wade and Kelly coming in hot.
Good night.